It's Friday, the 30th of January. January almost gone already. Strange, I was speaking to one of my audiobook friends just the other day there, and he was mentioning the fact that he's finding days and weeks are flying in all too quick. It's 10:30 a.m. I lie in bed till 9:30 this morning. I was quite glad to have that wee bit of a long lie. It's a beautiful morning. It's clear blue sky, the sun's beaming and streaming through the trees, lighting up the back wall of the house. My study is illuminated this morning with sunshine. And I'm feeling pretty good. Good night's sleep. No nasty, sneaky mood swings. It's one of those things you've got to think about, having or not having mood swings. And that in itself can trigger a mood swing. It's crazy. But anyway, so I was fine, and I have been fine this morning. Just watching all the activity in the garden at the moment. I mean, there's so much more going on than you hear in birdsong. Starling, furiously chomping blocks off, I should say, chunks off the suet blocks. They demolished two within a week, and I put a new one up yesterday, and that's already lost an inch off the top. And that's apart from all the food they eat from the garden. But I'm not complaining, because I love them to bits. They're real characters, and they have been dying away. And so if I can entice a group, even a small group, to hang about the garden and come and visit each day, I'll do everything I can. Hello, Ms. Blackbird. How are you this morning? Because it was late with the porridge, she was watching the back door as I approached it this morning, and the porridge hadn't landed, as it were. She raced over at high speed to get it. I'm sorry. I apologise for being late this morning, Ms. So it is a beautiful morning on this day, absolutely gorgeous. Almost makes you wish you hadn't had the long lie, because you've missed out on this beautiful weather, but I think we needed a wee bit of that to give the body and mind a wee bit of rest. More starlings join. It's chaffinches. All the usual tits, blue, coal, great. And I must get more Niger seed today. Almost ran out yesterday, and the goldfinches disappeared, and no sooner had I put what I had left in the Niger seed feeder than they reappeared. It almost as if they'd been sitting up a tree somewhere. That's a wood pigeon landed. I always prefer to describe wood pigeons landing as a jumbo jet landing in a forest with no undercarriage. They crash into things. Literally, they do. And yet they survive. never getting a song from that starling. He's maybe filled his tummy, his belly, and he's sitting on the fence. Come on then. Let's see what you've got. Now he's decided he's going to go and fill his belly again. Or her, she. Ah. My thoughts are filled this morning with, or is that, you know, I keep getting my words and my phrases and everything round the wrong way. My mind, such as it is, my mind, not just my mind, no, that's wrong. My mind and my heart and soul are full of thoughts, if a soul could be full of thoughts, I don't know. For my dear friend, Adrian, with Ian Wicks on TurboStream, at TurboStream on audio. Adrian's been having a hard time for a long while with neighbours. And yesterday, it was all too much for him. And after probably a nasty confrontation with the neighbours from hell next door, he's decided it's time to move on. And I've been through that, not exactly the same as Adrian, but, and I'll probably do another audio on that, because it is important. He's decided to move on, and I personally think it's the right decision, because you can't, no matter how you try and deal with it, it gets to you, and they wear you down, and you end up moving. But the choices, the other choices to stay and endure and endure, and your health to go down, and you know, you can't have that. And he's got some other family matters on his plate at the moment, and I guess it just all compiled. And so kind words are going to help him through this wee period until he sorts something out, and I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll get a better life. It can't be worse than what he's got. It's got to be better, and it'll take time. But anyway, I don't want to linger on that. It's just that it's lingering in my mind and heart and soul. And I suppose many, many people have been through that. I know many people. I know so many people who've went through similar situations. And well, there you are. So my thoughts to you during this morning. And you wonder why, if you listen to Adrian, you wonder why he spends so much time out walking in the Lucky, is it the Lucky Hills, the Marlins, and getting out into the countryside and listening to nature, and his walks along the canals, etc. You can understand why this gives him the peace that he's looking for in life. We all need peace in life. We do. We all need peace. We can deal with so much, but then it comes to a point where, and I'm not just talking about that hell, neighbours from hell, I'm talking about just in life in general. Whether it's stress at home, or money worries, or work worries, or there's a time comes when you really need to step back from it, and if it's possible, whatever manner that would be. And take a time out. Isn't that a great expression? Time out. A time out. I think that's brilliant.